Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, baby. The Drive is live. And as Reggie said, we are live. We're taking this Football Friday on the road, and it brings us to Raven Tower, right out here in Houston. What is it? There you go. Was it next to the White Oak?
White Oak Music Venue. Right, we're right next to it. I was thinking that somebody bought that thing and turned it into the Raven, but the Raven Tower. But no. It's right next to it. They do a lot of work together. This establishment here, the Raven Tower, Christian's Tailgate. Christian family of Christian's Tailgate. So if you like the Christian tailgates running around, which I do thoroughly, we've done some live broadcasts from there before. I think, Ron, you were out for the last time we were at Christian's Tailgate. But great establishment, as is this. Come on out, big outdoor area. Obviously a stage with some live music with TVs up there.
Yep.
You know, with the sports shows running right now. Big garage doors to open up and picnic tables. And come on through and hang out, man. They got some... I'm looking at it right here. Daily events, baby. What is today? Today, Friday? Karaoke all night tonight, huh?
Oh,
DJ,
baby.
Live music, here, karaoke Tyler. All night. I mean, they got all kind of drinks. I'm looking up here right now, and it said, well, they changed it. No, it didn't. Tropical tequila. I'm going to have to give you one of them. That sounds dangerous, don't it, Ron?
Down on my alley. That really does. That tropical portion of it, that is shaking, too. I don't know what kind of board that is.
I know. No. I thought that was chalk up there somebody wrote with. That's a damn TV.
Man, that's a board, man. They got TVs, drinks everywhere. They got frozen drinks that I'm staying away from over here. They got all the beer you want. Hey, man, they got built beer towers you can come on in here and get. It's going to be a good time out here as we'll be hanging out throughout the night here. Again, 310 North Street, Houston, Texas. As Clint said, right next to the White Oak Music Venue.
We got tickets.
We sure do. We got a lot of things. We got Texans tickets, courtesy of our good friends, the Houston Ford dealers. Also, four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And you need that oil change? You got a free oil change. You can win you a free oil change to Tomball Ford. Good for any type vehicle. Any vehicle. As Clint would say, any rig you got,
you
can go ahead and get a free oil change. And we'll be doing that throughout the day. All you got to do is our guy Shay is set up over there. We've got a little black box today, baby. White box yesterday, black box on Friday, apparently. You can put your ticket in there and have a chance to win any of our prizes today. All right, man.
We got them paint and penny gas glasses,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's
now.
Right.
About
is
them,
that the one, Tyler,
collectors?
You got? Or I thought you needed the in the loop.
I believe that is correct, yes.
All right, we got you another paint and Pendergast one anyway.
Don't need
it. In the
it.
Loop next week, we hopefully
he
will.
He said, don't need it. I may need it for my collection, I'll see.
But they say karaoke all night and live music. Tyler, I feel like you have a... You got a real Blink 182 soul to you in a karaoke.
Where are you? I'm so sorry.
For some reason, I am certain Tyler has go-tos. Actually, I have been to karaoke with Tyler.
Oh, I have go-tos.
I've been to a private room karaoke with Tyler.
Private room.
It was
karaoke.
Private room. Yeah, wow. It was private room. Some real songs.
Tyler's got the karaoke vibe of I don't know if my man can sing or not, but the effort and the facial expressions has got me hooked.
Especially if he's had a few.
And oh no! Question.
And he's up there with his double bourbon, and he is going ice has melted just a bit.
Yes.
In that double bourbon, he's thrown the straw out.
Yes.
And he's sitting up there, and he's got that hat backwards, disrespecting his barber, no matter what he does. But he's got that hat backwards, and he's holding it in one hand. And he is letting that bye, bye, bye. He's letting it go.
I mean, no lies detected. I'm going to give it to you, but I sing my ass off too, Clint. Don't doubt it.
Well, I know. I just hadn't heard it.
No, you weren't sure, but I'm telling you, I got some pipes, bro.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've got some pipes. You got some solo pipes or you got some I sing in a choir or in a group pipes?
Both. Yeah, I mean, I was the pride and joy of Stephen F. Austin Choir in Baytown, but I go solo and rock the mic as well.
Pride and joy.
For everybody out there, Stephen F. Austin's kinder through fifth. If anybody's wondering.
Hey, we placed in that competition up in Huntsville, though.
Hey, yeah. We placed in that competition up in Huntsville.
Go Gators.
Is what he said. All right. No, man, a good time to be had here this evening. As the Texans, we get you ready on a football Friday. They go and head to what is the biggest matchup of the season. I think the rest of the way it will look like that. In the position that they are in, they come in 3-4, and they've got the 6-2 AFC West leading Denver Broncos coming in, and this is at least by record and even by some of their wins, one of the best teams in football. I want to start with a little injury update, and Clint, you should feel good about this, and you were on this all week. Texans tight end Dalton Schultz, who's dealing with a knee and a shoulder injury that has kept him out of practice all week up to this point, rested the last few days, and he is back at it, was back at it today at NRG. So he did practice today, along with Woody Marks. We talked to Woody yesterday ourselves. He showed up on the injury report with a calf issue. He practiced as well today, too. So Dalton Schultz practiced today, and it looks like he is trending, Clint, towards being a part of this game on Sunday, which, as we said and we've said the last 2 days, it is really one to watch because they need all their weapons. And Dalton Schultz has been one of their more dependable weapons, especially since their offense has kind of changed with the Titans game. From the Titans game and on, he's been a much bigger impact in the game, and they're going to need him again Sunday. So it looks like good news there that he'll be able to go.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think this is going to be a different-looking game from what we've seen those guys impact to date. I mean, there's going to be some chaos around a quarterback. There's going to be some tight coverage, sticky coverage, as D'Amico calls it. But those are two of the guys in Dalton Schultz and Woody Marks that you just flat out gonna need, man. I mean, you know, when teams had the ability, the confidence, and the ability to pressure you to say, hey, we're willing to get ourselves out of position and maybe bring too many heads where you can't block, but we know in the back end we're gonna be able to cover down on you. When teams have that level of confidence, and let's be honest, to date, Denver has been really good at it. We'll see if it lasts 18 weeks, 17 games, but to date, they've been really good with it, and the Texans are going to need some big days out of several guys that can beat man coverage. We've seen a lot of, hey, let's just check this thing down underneath zone, sitting in some windows, soft coverage slants. We've seen a bunch of that. This is going to be one of those weeks where you got to have the better man. You got to have a guy that can beat man-to-man somewhere, and I think Dalton Schultz and Woody Marks two guys that they're just going to flat out have to depend on doing so this week.
All right, that's the injury update. We'll let you know when we get a clearer understanding of what it is, because Denver's got some guys to watch too, Marvin Mims Jr. being the one that jumps out. See if he's ruled out or any others are ruled out. Remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's look at, as we do on Fridays, Clint, the matchups, the major matchups in this game that that Texans fans and guys that are going to be watching this game need to be looking at. And, Clint, when the Texans have the ball, for you, what are you seeing as the matchup that, that people need to be watching?
Well, I think this is Ariante Ursary's, you know, got to be his coming out party. This has got to be a game where he doesn't allow these edge rushers to wreck the offense, right? The matchup is that left tackle. Now, look, I do think that he should get help early and often.
Absolutely.
Now, we've seen the Texans be willing to, you know, almost recklessly leave him on an island and ask him to block guys that he's never blocked before that he probably has no business, you know, being solo on an island with. But nonetheless, I mean, we're deep enough in the season now to where he ought to have all the communication pieces, right? He ought to know how to study guys and know this is a speed guy, this is a power guy. Now he ought to be able to play fast and play physical the way that they hoped he would eventually when they draft him. We're at that point in the season where, man, it's time. And so I think that matchup right there, one for us as Texans.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans, you see a draft pick from this year that you hope is a mainstay on the offensive line for the next four. You know, you hope like hell he gets out there and plays well. In a vacuum, as it pertains to this game itself, is, you know, these guys, these edge rushers have shown the ability to absolutely wreck games, sack quarterbacks, turn over the ball. Can he just simply not allow that to happen would be nice.
Yeah, the Josh Hines-Allen game is the one you want to avoid. That was – and to me, and you brought up that point, you remember the Jacksonville game is when it got really kind of rough for Ursary, holding penalties and then just getting beat and then – it actually finished off with Hines getting around him and getting a piece of his arm and caused that interception to end the game. He's been pretty good since then. I think he had some struggles with the speed rushers from Seattle that got some pressure and beat him a little bit. But they've got to avoid that. And to me, Clint, again, as I said going into that Jacksonville game, and I think you brought it up, it can't just be on him, right? And they can't watch him. We saw in the first half against Josh Hines-Allen, he's going to have a problem. He's going to have a problem all day. And there was never any real adjustment, as I said, to the point that he affected the game-ending play.
Yeah.
And they can't – Nick Caley can't allow that to happen.
Well, look, we've said this multiple times, as I said before. I mean, I think we should see in the first half of this ball game, we should see guys – I mean, aggressively attempting to break ribs of these edge rushers, particularly to Ariante Ursary's side, to the quarterback's left side, defense's right side. We should see guys, whether it's Woody Marks, Nick Chubb, Dalton Schultz, if you want to throw some of the guys at Akeem, these guys that you just moved up in the tight end position. I mean, we should see guys absolutely trying to de-cleat, you know, at the risk of getting penalties, you know, roughing penalties, if you will. I mean, it should be, like, ridiculously noticeable for us as Texans fans of, like, I don't know if they're going to get it done, but they're damn sure trying to get these guys, you know, off their track, if you will, from a rush standpoint. We should see that early. Now, if I had to bet on it, we won't see it, but we should. This is a game where if it becomes a Denver is able to create chaos around C.J. Stroud and there was never an effort early and often to help Ariante Ursary to chip these ends, then shame on Nick Kelly. Nick Caley. That's just got to happen, and you know, we'll see if they get it done. I don't know how you leave that young fella on an island without at least threatening him. Right, all you got to do is hit him a couple of times early, get him in them ribs a couple of times early. Then every time you line somebody up over there, he's thinking about it. He's seeing it. He's slowing down. He's settling his feet. But if you don't ever do it, then he's just going to pin them ears back, and Ariante Ursary's not going to have a chance.